At last, I'm back in the barn, and I'm thrilled. It's been way, way too long since I've been in the barn. I'm waiting for Owen O'Leary, who's a very good friend of mine. This is Louis, and he's 10, and he's an Irish setter. He's an English setter.
Yeah.
Do you know these kind of dogs by any chance?
Yes. I know all of them, but they're quite different.
There we go. Louis is a guest here. He's always welcome. This place, which is a cafe. I suppose you'd also call it a restaurant at some time later in the day, but they do, they do all the things a cafe does. And as I was saying, I was waiting for Owen O'Leary, who I haven't seen in months. And he rang me just before I left home to say, oh, by the way, I could meet you, whoopsie daisy, either today or tomorrow. We'd already arranged to meet today. He was kind of checking that I was okay about meeting today. And what I should have said was, oh, fantastic, I'll meet you on both days. I thought about that afterwards. It would have been a little bit of a joke. You know, I'm in very good humor because Simon Toon recorded a piece of audio and shared it in under the hashtag Aug, AUG, Pod, Po, Mo. He was talking about the fact that he got, his phrase, constructive and pertinent feedback from people who were present. Many people actually present when he gave his speech on Tuesday evening. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there because my own club meets on the same evening as his club. His is in England, and well, mine is pretty obviously in Ireland online. I was thinking constructive and pertinent feedback. That's something which I don't get enough of. I could do it more. I would perhaps be a better communicator if I got more constructive and pertinent feedback. By constructive, what I mean is feedback which gives me assistance in reconstructing what I have already given. That's what I call constructive feedback. Pleasant feedback, things where people say, oh, you did this well, you did that well, you did the other thing well, I really enjoyed your speech. That is not what I would call constructive or pertinent for somebody who is trying to become better. Whether I'm getting better or not, I think I am, but that's not why I mentioned this point. I am, I suppose you could say, my own strongest or my own critic. I would say to myself, very soon after I've done something, Paul, you could have done that better in respect of this, 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 and this. I think that's a common trait. You know, some people beat themselves up. I don't beat themselves up, but I do think, could I have done that better? I'll do that better next time, or I'll do this next time, or I'll do that next time. And then I sometimes remember that. Sometimes. But do I get enough pertinent and constructive feedback from other members who've been to the meeting and seen me, if you like, perform? No. Would I ever say I got enough? Good morning. Good morning. Would I ever say I had enough? No. I'm one of these people who, once when he gets something like that, feedback specialist, I want more. I mean, this is not necessarily a strength. It can be a strength, but it also is to be always wanting more. You could say is a little bit selfish. You could say is a bit greedy. I could say that it's time, Paul, that you were satisfied with what you were getting and use what you're getting rather than wanting more. Simon was wholesome in his appreciation of what happened to him in his club, and that was fabulous to hear. Outstanding, empowering, and here comes Owen O'Leary. Here comes the man himself, and there he is. I'm going to just let you hear his voice. I'm going to just let you hear his voice. Owen, say hello to the world.
Hello, world. How are we all?
That's great. I've been talking about a little thing I should have said to you when we spoke on the phone. I should have said, you're able to make today or tomorrow? I said, both, please.